Simon & Schuster Audio presents Forget Me Not by Allison Derrick. Read by Natalie Nottis. For the queer kids living in a place like Wyatt, hang in there. It gets so much better. Chapter 1. I've spent more hours than I can count lying awake, finding hidden pictures in the random patterns of my popcorn ceiling. A rack of antlers with asymmetrical drop tines, a bundle of tulips gripped tight by spindly fingers. Most of them I found before. After all, there's only so much to discover on a 10x12 ceiling. But sometimes I see something new, like Mom's old schoolmate, Mrs. Lassam's thick-rimmed glasses, which I've been staring at for the past hour. I haven't been able to stop thinking about her since she walked out of Sunday Mass with us this morning. The question she asked me was simple enough. What are your plans now that you've graduated? It should have been an easy answer, the same bullshit story I tell everyone, but I've been spending so much time thinking about my real plans that I almost told her the actual truth. I covered it, of course, but I could have ruined this whole thing. I need to be more careful the closer it gets. One wrong word to the wrong person in the wrong place, and our plan will be blown to hell. The truth is, I hate keeping secrets. I always have. All they really do is tear people apart. But this is different. Because this particular secret is the only thing keeping me whole. She is the only thing keeping me whole. I know it might sound a little extreme, but sometimes it feels like she's the only one I can be myself around. Like she's the only thing holding my feet to the ground, and without her, I might just forget who I really am and float away. She's so much more than just a secret. She's everything to me. For my own eye health, I force my attention away from Mrs. Lassam's glasses and flip over onto my stomach to snag my phone off the corner of my bed. 3:17 a.m.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?